looking at a small, bald but bearded man holding a long pole topped with a giant cleaver. A whale blubber cutter, if he wasn't mistaken. He hadn't seen one of those for a while, and wanted to ask its owner what it was doing so far inland. But an interest in fishing equipment wouldn't help his battle-hardened warrior image. He pushed out into the open field. Behind Barton's makeshift army, children in rough wool smock frocks ran across the bright field, laughing, fighting, and crying. The elderly sat in groups, complaining about the army's formation and other things that had been better in their day. To the left, sitting in a heap of rags and shunned by all, was the inevitable, drunken old druid, shouting semi-coherently about the imminence of Roman invasion, like all the other dozens of drunken druids that Doug had seen recently. Over by the bridge were those others who escaped military service, Barton's more important families. A couple of them were looking at Doug, perhaps wondering why their expensive mercenary was taking a break. He put his hands on his hips in an overseer pose and tried to look like he was assessing the line for weaknesses. Very important, the rear rank of a defensive line, he'd tell them if they asked afterwards. Doug hadn't expected to be in the Barton army that sunny morning. He'd been stopping in Barton Hillfort the day before when word came that the